Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome to an HBO podcast. From the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
All right, here we are on CNN, your home turf. He directed, wrote, produced, and starred in the new movie Somewhere in Queens. Ray Romano is over here. It's on Hulu. I loved it. She's the anchor of CNN's Laura Coates Live. You all know Laura Coates. Okay. You're a big star and novelist and co-host of the America This Week podcast. Walter Kern was as funny as ever tonight. Okay, so these I hold in my hand. These are the people write in, and here are their questions. We don't know what they are. What does the panel think of Oprah revealing she used a weight loss drug? How dramatically will drugs like Ozempic impact the obesity epidemic in America? Well, it's already happened. It's already, you know, and I think Oprah was very complimentary about Ozempic, right, already?
Wasn't I knew she'd used a drug because she kept the weight off. It seems like every other Oprah diet hasn't worked, so it had to be something, right?
Right.
I think Oprah looks wonderful. But I will say, I'm glad that she's talking about the lack of, that there should not be shame associated with what people are doing. However, you know, if it's going to turn into you get an Ozempic and you get one and you get one, different story.
Can I ask a question?
Please do.
Are we okay with Ozempic? Is there a, what's the downside?
Well,
we don't know yet.
Yeah.
I'm hearing good. I mean, I hear good things, and that it's not only going to be useful for weight loss, but addiction. I mean, it does something to your brain. I don't know. I mean, would I use it? No. I don't.
You use everything, right?
I am a drug aficionado. Yes, you're right. Ray, this is for you. Do you think a show like Everybody Loves Raymond that appealed to people all over the political spectrum would be successful today in our polarized country? I mean, it'd be more successful. I mean, it's what this country needs. And here I am answering for you.
It's hard to say. I mean, the landscape has changed. TV has changed. And live... A live sitcom in front of an audience is kind of a throwback thing.
Yeah.
But I think at the end, you know, funny is funny if it's done right. I think it can survive if you do it right.
I'm much more worried about stand-up. I mean,
stand-up. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, somebody, a friend we both know, was telling me about performing recently at some place, and there was like mostly millennials and. She goes into her act, and she's hysterically funny, and she said there was this, like, feeling of, like, oh, the old person is doing jokes. Because that's, like, corny now. Jokes are corny, Ray. Don't tell jokes. It's corny.
Well, I still go to the clubs. When I'm in New York, I go to the cellar.
And please keep telling jokes. They're funny.
Yeah.
Don't let the millennials dissuade you.
The next time you gotta tell them in acronyms, you gotta do the whole bit and just TTYL, FMFA, whatever it is.
Yeah, it'll be a day where they don't laugh. They just go LOL, LOL. That's what you gotta worry about.
Right. Okay, see, you are good at this. How will Shohei Ohtani's landmark $700 million deal with the Dodgers change baseball and professional sports? I don't know if it'll change it. It's just always moving up.
Yeah, it's always been going up.
That's why I invested in the Mets when I did. And people said, you're crazy. Why are you buying a piece of a baseball team? I said, because sports is the one thing that always goes up.
And it's because I did a piece on this 1 week. It's the one thing you can trust. Yeah. It's the one, because I know that those people who play baseball, those are the absolute best 600 baseball players in the world. There is no favoritism. There's no Nepo babies. In sports, you just got to show up and do the best. And, you know, if LeBron James' kid isn't good, he won't play. Right. As great a story as that is, he won't play.
Otani's changing the sport by being an athlete who can pitch and hit. I mean, that's unheard of. So,
well, Babe Ruth did it.
Yeah, but that's it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So you're saying there was a gap. This may be an outlier opinion on this, but I think, because I think that the way elite athletes work, it's a mental thing. You know, when nobody broke the 4-minute mile, and then one guy did, and everybody did.
Right.
I think that'll happen with sport with this too. I think there will be other people who hit and pitch.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why he's going to change. That's how it's going to change.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I got news for you. You'll always be the outlier when you can invest in a sports team.
Absolutely. Maybe I am richer than you.
But you know what's changing? If that is the amount of the contract, that explains the $25 hot dog.
Yeah. Is there really a $25 hot dog?
I mean, it's like, you get a hot dog, you get a soda, you may get a pretzel. The Cracker Jack toy is not even like a real toy. It's paper. I mean, it's a whole
thing. Right.
The whole thing now.
No, I never understand the American economy. I don't. Like, Taylor Swift tickets. I read somewhere that the average spent on the Taylor Swift is $1,300. Now, that includes, like, travel and merchandise. But, like, like, that many people have that much money to waste? I mean, can you imagine going to...
The thing is, they don't have that much money to waste. They beg, borrow, they charge up their credit card. And,
I think they get it from their parents.
Right, yeah. They get it from their parents, and then they turn into Hunter Biden later because...
boy, poor Hunter Biden. Laura, what do you think of Jack Smith taking Trump's immunity claim directly to the Supreme Court?
Brilliant. Why not? I mean, why not go straight to the horse's mouth? I mean, or nine of them. I mean, you're going to have a time when... You know what's ending up in the Supreme Court. So why go through all the rigmarole and that circuitous route? Well, just give me the answer. Is he immune or not? Do I have a case for a trial in March?
No, Ray claims he's not smart enough to do this show, but he plainly is. He isn't and explain the background of this.
Dumb it down.
Not dumb it down. But I mean, people may not have heard about immunity, and I'm a little fuzzy on this, too. So you...
So Jack and Jill went up a hill, and then they honestly, here's what happened. Really, it's this. Remember that statement by Nixon, if the president does it, it's not illegal.
Right.
Remember that statement? Well, everything a president does is not an official presidential act. Going to the bathroom, campaigning, creating a crime. These aren't things that are in the wheelhouse of a president in the same respect. So they're trying to figure out, if it's not what your official duty is, do you get the protection of being able to say, you can't touch me, you can't prosecute me, because everything I'm doing is part of the job? But that's the immunity issue.
Which of his four trials does this pertain to?
This pertains to the January 6th trial in Washington, D.C., the big one, the federal trial about election subversion. He's trying to claim that everything he said leading up to January 6th, and really on January 6th, was all part of a presidential duty, and therefore I can't be prosecuted. You got to know the answer to that question before you go forward with the trial, because if he's right, and if the court sides with him, a lot of these cases at the federal level go poof, gone.
I saw today that Trump is beating Biden by 10 points, 48-38. And only last month, Biden was up by 4. He lost 14 points in a month. And it's a month where the economy seemed to be getting better. It seemed like inflation is getting more under control. The stock market just hit a record high. What was the 14-point loss about? It can't all be Hunter Biden. I know we love to pile on Hunter Biden. But...
I don't know. I feel like people talk about the feelonomics, right? How I feel about something more than what the actual data is. And I'm far from my, you know, home turf talking about inflation and everything else. I know how much milk costs. I know how much gas costs. I know how I feel about both. But people are not always on board and saying, you might be telling me all the wins you have, But if I don't feel like I'm winning, then I'm not winning and you won't either.
I also... So, riddle me this. I saw in the paper this week that somebody asked Biden if they thought he was the only one who could beat Trump, which I always thought was the whole reason why this person who I like, Joe, but I don't think he should be the candidate. But I thought that's the whole raison d'etre for the... He said, yeah, I think about 50. He said he thought 50 Democrats could beat Trump. Then why are you there?
Who do we...
And why did... Why,
name one. Who is the one you think that can...
Be? Well, as James Carville said, he said any centrist Democrat, like 50-ish, a lot of it's an age thing, could do it. And I kind of agree. And Gavin Newsom's going to be on our first show. I mean, he looks like a pretty strong candidate to me. All right, we got to go. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to...
No, I was just going to say, everybody loves Ray.
Oh. We like him too much for that. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10. Or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.